We are studying, one should always sell the beams of his house by Rabash. You can find it in the first volume of the Rabash's social writings, or when you click the study material tab, one should always sell the beams of his house.
It's one of the first articles that Rabash wrote for people who came to study. And I guess that by this, he wants to give the foundations of the right attitude from a person to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the world, and to life. Please.
One should always sell the beams of his house. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. We should understand the precision about the beams of one's house and the great importance of shoes, to the point that it is worth selling the beams of his house for it, meaning to have the ability to put shoes on his feet. We should interpret it in the work. The beams of his house, korot, comes from the word mikre, an incident, an event, meaning everything that a person experiences in his home. And since we perceive man by two discernments, by knowledge, meaning with the intellect, and by feeling, emotion, meaning what we feel in our hearts, whether we are happy or, God forbid, unhappy. These incidents that we experience evoke questions in our everyday lives. This applies between a person and his creator, and between a person and his friend. Between a person and the creator means that he has complaints that the creator is not satisfying all his needs. In other words, the creator should fulfill what the person thinks he needs, because the rule is that the conduct of the good because the conduct of the good is to do good. And sometimes he complains as though he feels the opposite, that his situation is always worse than that of others, who are at a higher degree than he is. It follows that he is in a state called spies, who slander providence, because he doesn't feel that delight and pleasure in his life. And it is hard for him to say, only goodness and grace will follow me all the days of my life. Thus, at that time, he is in a state of spies. Our sages said about that, one must bless for the bad as he blesses for the good. Since the basis of Judaism is built on faith above reason. This means not relying on what the intellect compels one to think, say, and do, but on faith in a benevolent higher providence. And precisely by justifying providence, one is later rewarded with feeling delight and pleasure. Baal Sulam gave an allegory about a person who had complaints and demands of the Creator that he wasn't granting all his wishes. It is like a person who is walking on the street with a little child, and the child is crying bitterly. All the people on the street are looking at the father and thinking, how cruel is this man who can hear his son wailing without paying any attention? The child's cries make Even people on the street feel sorry for the child. But this man, who is his father, doesn't. And there is a rule, as a father has compassion on his children. And the child's cries made people go to his father and ask, "Where is your mercy?" Then his father replied, "What can I do if my son, whom I keep like the apple of my eye, demands of me to give him a pin so he can scratch his eye because he has an itch in his eyes? Can I be called cruel for not granting his wish? Or is it for mercy that I will not give it to him so he will not poke his eye and remain blind forever? Therefore, we must believe that everything that the Creator gives us is for our own good. Although we must pray, just in case, that the Creator will lift these troubles from us. However, we must know that the prayer and the granting of the prayer are two separate issues. In other words, if we do what we must, then the Creator will do what is good for us, as with the above allegory. It is said about that, and the Lord will do that which seems good to him. Same principle applies to a person and his friend, meaning that he should sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. In other words, a person should sell the beams of his house, meaning all the incidents that his house experienced in regards to love of friends. One may have questions and complaints about his friend, since he is working devotedly in love of friends, yet he sees no response on the part of the friends that would help him in any way. And they are all behaving not according to his understanding of how love of friends should be, meaning that each one will speak to his friend in a respectable manner, as it is among distinguished individuals. Also, regarding actions, he sees no action on the part of the friends that he can look at in relation to love of friends. Instead, everything is normal, as it is among ordinary people who still did not have an interest in coming together and deciding to build a society where there is love of friends, where each cares for the well-being of the other. Thus, he now sees that there is no one to look at who engages in love of friends. And since he feels that he is the only one who is walking on the right path, and he is looking at everyone with contempt and scorn, and this is called spies, that he's spying on his friends to see if they are behaving properly toward him in regards to love thy friend. And since he constantly hears that the friends are preaching all day long that love of friends is the most important, he wants to see if they say what they do. And then he sees that it is all lip service. And he finds that even in speaking, there is no love of others. And this is the smallest thing in love of others. In other words, if he asks someone a question, he answers him offhandedly, indifferently, not in the way one answers a friend. As as if he's, rather it is all cold, as though he wants to get rid of him. And don't ask me, if you're thinking about love of others, why are you criticizing if your friend loves you, as though love of friends is established on the basis of self-love? And this is why I want to see what my self-love gained from this engagement. These are not my thoughts. Rather, I truly want love of others. This is why I was interested in establishing this society. So I would see that each and everyone is engaging in love of others. So that through it, the little bit of force that I have in love of others would increase, and I would have the strength to engage in love of others more powerfully than I could by myself. And now I see that I have gained nothing, because I see that not even one is doing good. Thus, it would be better if I weren't with them and I hadn't learned from their actions. To that, there is the reply that if a society is established with certain people, and when they gathered, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Thus, he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love of others. But the sparks could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting the sparks, the sparks would become a big flame. Hence, now too, when he is spying on them, he should overcome and say, as all of them were of one mind that they must walk on the path of love of others, when the society was established, so it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame. It is as Baal Sulam once said when he asked about the covenant that two friends make. As we find in the Torah, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and they too made a covenant. And he asked, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to one another. So, how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant that they do is not for now, since now, when the love is felt between them, there is no need to make a covenant. Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time, they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what the making of the covenant is for. And we can also see that although now they do not feel the love as it was when the society was established, everyone must still overcome his view and go above reason.
וללכת למעלה מהדעת.
By that, everything will be corrected, and each will judge his friend favorably.
ידון את חברו לכף זכות. ובזה נבין את
Now we can understand the words of our sages who said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. Shoes, minalim, comes from the word ne'ilat delet, locking of a door, meaning closing. Once a person has spied on his friend, and spied comes from the word rigel, which comes from the word raglaim, feet, he should sell the beams of his house, meaning all that has happened to his house and the connection between him and his friend, meaning the spies that he has who slander their friends. Then sell everything. Means remove all the incidents that the spies have brought to him and put shoes on his feet instead. The meaning is that he should lock away the spies as though they no longer exist in the land. And he will shut away all the questions and demands that he has about them. And then everything will come to its place in peace.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот несмотря на то, что я закрываю всех лазутчиков и пытаюсь каждый момент оправдать товарища,
locking all the spies away and trying to justify the friend, how to be in our vote in mutual guarantee here, because we hope that all of us here are doing the same work, or I'm not hoping, I'm not wishing for such an atmosphere in the group.
You must do everything to come closer to the friends and show them that you are going through this nearing, and they also have to be in a mutual way towards the others, towards you.
Ken?
Yep.
No, тут же Рабаш пишет, что
Rabash writes that I seemingly don't have to demand this from them. I have to do everything on my side, my part.
You have to show them an example. Yeah?
Но тут вопрос в том, что я с одной стороны пытаюсь его оправдать, а с другой
question is, on the one hand, I'm trying to justify him. On the other hand, how can I take care of this atmosphere in the tent when everyone is doing it? Because if, for example, I don't see someone doing this work, then what can I do? Well, I'll justify him. Let's say he's not doing it. So what do?
You keep going, even though he's doing the opposite. You keep going. It's not written that you have to look at the friends and look and learn bad things from him. You have to relate to him with an open heart.
Barur.
Clear.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. Say, I have the power to work in love of friends with greater power than I have by myself. That's a great line. What does he mean here?
That he'll get an addition of forces more and more to work for the benefit of the friends.
And then he says, even though he sees bad things.
Right, even though he sees bad things.
Where do we take the power for it? It's hard to see the friends like that.
He asks to have it. And even if he doesn't really want it, he still asks for it.
Then what? I see myself and my friends in a better state?
Even if you don't. But you ask for the good forces and relate to the friends in a good way, even though you receive back from them all kinds of blows.
Says, judge his friend favorably. What does that mean here?
That even if they relate to you badly, you say they have eyes and shall not see, and you relate to them back as if they're doing good things to you.
And if I can't do it, what you're saying now?
Too bad. Because here you're really working in order to get the force of bestowal. Love will cover all crimes.
Well, where do you take this force to overcome?
You ask for it. Why didn't you ask?
Turkey 1.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Is putting shoes on feet mean adding intention to bestowal, or is it just to lock away the spies?
Lock the spies.
But
you lock them with your intention. That you don't want to work with those thoughts and desires that are against connection with the friends. And they're constantly there in you, and they keep awakening in you. And you stand above them, you step on them, and you don't want to hear them. But you relate to them. Specifically upon those spies, you can ascend on the degrees. They obligate you to rise above them. And as much as you develop, you'll feel them greater and greater. The greater than his friend, his inclination is greater too, and you'll have to rise above them. And in this way, you can rise more and more.
Barur.
Clear?
German 4.
German 4.
Wenn ich ein Spitzel bin, wie verhalte ich mich dann typischerweise im Zehner oder in der Gruppe?
If I'm a spy, one of the spies, how do I typically behave in the group, in my ten?
I don't understand. You are the spy?
Yes, I'm the spy. In the ten, in the group, how do I do it? I thought the spies in each one of us.
Right, but we need to suppress him. Right, we need to suppress the spy, and man will help his friend. We have to show in some way, in like a gentle way to each and every friend, and also to show them an example as much as you overcome the spy in you. And that you're showing everybody as much as by this you want to succeed. Whether you succeed or not, that's already secondary. But first of all, that you want to overcome that spy and succeed, and you want to relate to other friends in a good way, even though it's very difficult. I have a difficult nature, difficult character, but and you get disturbances from above all the time, but there's no choice, and you really fight with yourself. And once you succeed, once you don't, the greater than his friend, his inclination is greater too. Don't be ashamed of it. On the contrary, be proud that you always have work in this.
Barur.
Clear?
Peter Free.
Немного технический вопрос. А в чем смысл и сила вот этих созвучий?
Technical question. What is the meaning of all those expressions, instances, the feet?
That's not important now. That for now isn't important.
PT 35.
What does it mean to scrutinize if people truly are a good match for one another?
That means every time to get an innovation in our work.
And
come closer to that goal together.
Holland 1.
Holland 1.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning. We just had a great lesson about forgiveness and about the Day of Atonement. This article has about, let's say, talks about incidents in the group. Has this everything, what is this, the relation between this article of gathering in the group, all our incidents, finding the spies in yourself, asking for forgiveness, etc.? Is this article relating to that? And can you explain the relationship? What we can do in the ten?
Of course, the Day of Atonement, and all these days all together of the month of Elul, that we ask for forgiveness, and then the Day of Atonement, and then Rosh Hashanah, and afterwards Sukkot. All these stages in our spiritual work is the building of the inner vessel between us. It all ends in the sukkah, that we enter the sukkah under the schach, the sash, and there we sit and enjoy the light that shines upon us through the schach, that is called surrounding light, and it already can bestow upon us and correct us to come closer to the Creator. All of these holidays are exactly, they resemble the stages we have to go through in our spiritual development. Okay.
Yeah, Raf, how do you, what is the process of gathering all these incidents in the group? How do we do this? So that we can sell the beams.
It's simple in the group. As much as we connect more and more between us, we advance and feel changes, also internal, in us, in each one, and also in the relationships between us, the connection between us, and the Creator coming closer to us as much as He shines. It is all called a new beginning, the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. And this new beginning is what we need to have. And in this way, we really hope that from this day and onward, we will advance.
Kabu 7.
What's the meaning of shoes on your feet?
Raglaim comes from the word spies, meraglim. And man doesn't want to not have the spies, but he understands that it has to be. How should I say it? He wants such discernments, systems, that will help him control these spies, his spies. That's why he acquires shoes to his feet, and in this way advances.
Niv? David?
Complex question, but I think it's important. Here, Rabash uses the advice when you discover spies, and they constantly found in our work, is to rely on that moment. He chose the friends and signed a covenant with them.
Right.
In our society, I see also in myself and in friends that friends chose the path, the place, first of all because of the Rav, the books. They didn't choose the friends and their ten.
Of course, after you come to that place, then we find the friends.
But the thing that a person has to sign a covenant with those friends, and he has this picture that he believed in it, believed this group, believed this friend, and he can use this moment. It's as if this moment is lacking. Or just fell into a tent, and whoever came. I didn't choose the friends here to come. They were here when I showed up. Maybe a few more joined later.
And how do you start? How can you choose a tent? Let's say you have before you 1,000 tents. Or less, so you won't get confused. How can you choose if you're in the beginning of your path?
I understand it perfectly. So how, nevertheless, when, how can I sign a covenant if my heart is not the one who chose those friends? How can I reach that point? And from there I can continue to work and advance.
That's why we have to believe that all of our connection in the group happens from above, in the hands of the Creator, and that we come to the group, we just have to invest forces more and more in the connection between us.
That's an action I have to do when the spies poke my head in my heart.
No, I don't think that to such an extent you're in an inner struggle with the spies. But let's say yes. So you already know that you are advancing and you have to go for it. That's why Rabash writes in the first articles that the connection for us is the main thing, subjugation and so on.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Info.
Shalom Rav, shalom. Hello Rav, hello all the friends in the world. We are excited to announce an event that will conclude all the holidays we're going through right now. It's a unity evening, physical and virtual, called the Sukkah of Connection Between Us. It's going to take place during the holiday of Sukkot. October 13th, Thursday, 6 p.m. Israel time, 1800 Israel time. If you gather virtually, you gather in the rooms of the Arvut system, you mix it up according to language, as we're already accustomed to do. We're going to have a live broadcast with a band, an open studio roaming camera, visiting friends from around the world. And if you come in physically, men and women 18 years and older, if you come here to this building, we'll come and gather on the roof. And from there, we'll come down to a festive meal with Rav. We'll include reading excerpts, speakers, videos, band, workshops, and a great deal of joy and connection. We ask, and we'd love for you to invite friends who are a bit more distant or maybe new on the path. It's an event that fits everyone. The registration is now open. All the announcements will be sent today and also in the following in the coming days. It's important to sign up in advance because the seats are limited. Maybe if we can ask Rav a question. Rav, as you described, we have a whole month of holidays and the Unity Evening will conclude this month. What do we have to come to in conclusion of this month of holidays in this Unity Evening?
We're still far from the end of the holidays. We'll summarize ourselves in a few more lessons. We'll reach a summary. For now, we don't have enough material to summarize. We didn't go through, actually, any holiday, only preparations to them. There were. So let's keep going, and we'll summarize at the end, when we'll have enough material. And more connection. It'll come. But all in all, in a tendency to connect between us. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, once again, October 13, the end of the holiday of Sukkot, Thursday, 6 p.m. Israel time, physical and virtual gathering. And of course, if you have questions, suggestions, we'll be happy to receive it through boardworldcli@gmail.com. All your suggestions and questions. And register, friends, as quickly as possible, according to the messages you'll get. Thank you. And our schedule for today, 10 to 10:30, program with Dr. Lightman about Tadi 10 Sfirot, afternoon lesson between 12 and 1 p.m. Israel time, and gathering of friends on a new year, new degree, 6:30 p.m. עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחבר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות את הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים Takes a breath for the very first time This world is a child And it's awakened This world has been born A global connection No longer concealed One step at a time We'll walk together We all share the pain No choice but to change Let's learn how to give Make no mistake, it's not just a theory. With love we are set free. This law is so clear.